Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for November 1st, 2010. In cryptid news, we finally have an answer to the mysterious chupacabra. According to Barry O'Connor, a biologist at the University of Michigan, most of these animals are nothing more than coyotes with mange. Wow, I had no idea. Unfortunately for Barry O'Connor, chupacabras were first reported in Puerto Rico, where there are no coyote populations. A picture has surfaced of a potential close-up encounter with a Bigfoot in the Rocky Mountain area. Todd Standing apparently has been able to mingle closely yet carefully with a group of Bigfoot for several months. He is apprehensive about giving up too much information for fear that these animals would be hunted and killed. Well, if it looks like a hoax, sounds like a hoax, it must be a hoax. In other news, Virgin Galactic, the space tourism company set up by Sir Richard Branson, has opened the first spaceport runway in the desert of New Mexico. Branson plans to operate flights from the spaceport, with the first flights taking place within the next 18 months. No word on how much it will cost for carry-on luggage, or if he will be able to get deals with Space Miles. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous news feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to insider@paranewsinsider.com. Okay, enough with the cell phone time traveler pictures already. If you haven't seen these, go and look at them. They're ridiculous. Just because we don't understand the everyday culture of the time frames of the movies and photos of people holding objects does not necessarily mean we jump to the conclusion that they are using a cell phone. Since time travel has not yet been invented and doesn't look to be in the foreseeable future, not to mention how cell phone technology is advancing, do we really expect to see people using today's technology? Then again, how could they use this technology without cell towers or satellites? Where is the reasoning here? We seriously need to sharpen Occam's razor so we can cut these illogical conclusions based on speculation and wishful thinking. Again, more garbage that tarnishes the paranormal subject by those who wish they were journalists. And lastly, I would like to thank Eric and the staff at the Westerville Library in Westerville, Ohio, on the outskirts of Columbus, for Thursday's October 28th event and having me as a guest. I had a great time speaking and interacting with the crowd, and I hope I left a positive impact on everyone in attendance. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. Well, I don't have anything else here in 2010. And again, we were talking last week about some events in 2011, starting with the Haunted America West Coast Conference in San Diego in February, and the Phenomenology 103 in March in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and the Butler Paranormal Conference in Butler, Pennsylvania on April 2nd. If you know of any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com, and I'll be sure to get that event posted on the website as well as talk about it here on the Paranormal News Insider. Just to let you know, we are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated. We cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. For more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fatemag.com/fateradio. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Andrew Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.